Have you hired your personal data analyst yet? The New York Times last week reported on how professional athletes are now hiring personal numbers crunchers. These data heads compile arcane statistics on the player's performance. For example, in hoops, the percentage of shots made after taking two dribbles. The goal is both feedback to improve performance and a data portfolio to use at contract negotiation time. The stats revolution in sports has reached the point where fans now routinely cite performance metrics that once were utterly obscure. For example, in the NBA, the PER, that stands for Player Efficiency Rating, which measures per-minute productivity. In baseball, fans talk about WAR, which stands for wins above replacement. This omnibus metric purports to establish how many wins a player adds to his team's season total. All of which got me to wondering what kind of stats a data head might compile on me as I go through daily life. The weekly report might sound something like this. This week, Cetullo's HER improved slightly from 11 to 8. HER is homonym error rate, the number of times per week a writer confuses the spelling of sound-alike words like THERE and THEIR. Sadly, though, his ANMI dropped sharply from 73% to 52%. ANMI stands for Acquaintance Name Memory Index, the percentage of times a person remembers without prompting the name of someone they've met at least three times before. Just another troubling indicator that the crafty right-hander is feeling the impacts of age and too many Yingling lagers. Also in bad news for domestic harmony, Cetullo's STPE declined for a fourth week. The spousal task performance efficiency metric measures successful completion of simple how-could-you-possibly-forget-this requests, such as picking up some 2% milk on the way home. For the 18th week in a row, his CPQ, or couch potato quotient, hovered near the danger zone. The CPQ divides the number of minutes spent watching televised sports by the number of minutes spent performing aerobic exercise. Cetullo's comment, hey, cut me a break. It was NFL draft week plus NBA playoffs. Finally, the man's TCT, or Triscuit's consumption total, has been referred to the Guinness Book of World Records for consideration. Reluctantly saluting the credo of better living through statistics, I am Chris Cetullo.